About 40 people from the Little Farm Trailer Park file into El Portal Village Hall.
Esta junta se ha puesto para poder buscar solución.
Spanish and Creole translators explain what the meeting is about. It's supposed to help the residents find affordable housing in Miami-Dade County and other resources to help them move out. The trailer park's new landowner is Wealthy Delight LLC. The company gave residents a deadline of February to move out.
I'm building an app. I need help.
Yolanda Cid is 65 years old. She's lived in the trailer park for 30 years. Right now, she pays $450 a month to lease the land her trailer sits on.
The house outside too expensive for me.
She says the apartments that she's found on her own are too expensive, $1,000 a month or more. Dose walks gingerly with a floral print cane. She relies on a $700 a month disability check to get by. Many of the residents at the meeting stop to talk to Jamal Williams. He's a manager with the Miami-Dade County Section 8 Housing Voucher Program.
So we just wanted to, you know, brief them about the Section 8 program, and we just gave them a breakdown of how the program works.
But there's no way the county-subsidized public housing program can help the Little Farm residents in time for their February deadline.
Currently, we are pulling people that applied in 2008, and there's currently over 51,000 people on the waiting list, and it's closed right now.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to be an overnight thing where you get a place tomorrow.
Daisy Black is the former mayor of El Portal. She came to the meeting because she's also a member of the NAACP, and access to affordable housing is one of the group's concerns. She says anytime you're trying to find long-term affordable housing through a public agency, it can take months, or more likely, years. El Portal Village Manager Jason Walker says this meeting is at least a start, and the Village Council is looking into providing some type of relocation stipend.
We're a small municipality, and so our resources are limited, and so we wanted to do something to try to assist these people who will eventually be homeless if we weren't there to help.
But the village knows that homelessness is a possibility. At the meeting, people were handed cards for the county's homeless helpline. At Village Hall, Mario Cardona is picking up some of the housing pamphlets and flyers laid out on a table.
I'm counting for them to help me.
He says El Portal is a great neighborhood. There's a Publix nearby. The crime rate is low. He also wants to stay here because of his business. He's a landscape designer.
Most of my clients live in Miami Shores. So for me, it's not suitable to move somewhere else.
So far, he hasn't found anything affordable in or around El Portal. He's also been looking in Miami Shores and the Biscayne Corridor.
It's stressful. I like my neighbor. It's a nice place. It's clean.
Cardona looks through one of the pamphlets he picked up. He's hoping to find some place to go once he has to leave his home in El Portal. The pamphlet doesn't help him much. It lists some of the best places to live in Miami-Dade County based on the local economy, crime rates, and schools. Pricier neighborhoods, including Westchester, Pinecrest, and Coral Gables. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.